are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Such a happy time. Did Lent end? Is a Lent ending, right? Yeah. Yeah, I did without Brussels sprouts. That was my, I did, and I'm doing pretty good on that. I know. Can't wait for it to be over. Love my Brussels sprouts. How y'all doing out there? A lot to talk about. So I guess, the Texas hospital says no, fat people need not apply. And they actually can get away with it. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how it looks like our livestock is actually fed Prozac. And many of us are consuming not only the antibiotics, not only caffeine, but Prozac and even some arsenic. So we got to talk about what's going into our livestock and then what's going into us. And we need to discuss all these tests that medical groups, they're saying medical groups are recommending that we end at least 45 tests and procedures. So we'll talk about those and how I feel about it. And I'm sure y'all could guess, I don't feel very good about it. For those who joined us, please call in at 1-877-DOCADALI. I'd love to hear how you feel about it. 1-877-DOCDALI. Your email's at drdahlia.com. And of course, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. So at the end of the first hour, we were talking about President Barack Obama's remarks on health care and the Supreme Court. And it was very interesting. But one line, and I'm going to read this to you, okay, because there's something I want to say. Okay, there was a question, and he was responding at, I guess, the annual meeting of the Associated Press. And he says, I have enormous confidence that the Supreme Court, in looking at this law, not only is it constitutional, but that the court is going to exercise its jurisprudence carefully because the profound power that our Supreme Court has, as a consequence, we're not spending a whole bunch of time planning for contingencies. Now, am I the only one that finds a problem with that? No, I'm sure you all do too. Wasn't the point of health care reform and President Obama swooping in to save us all was to get people who are uninsured insurance and to cover the 35 plus million people that don't have insurance immediately? All right. Wasn't that the primary goal? Wasn't their heart into this? Aren't they worried about the people? All right. If that's the case and your heart is really into it and that is your goal, and you are hearing rumors that your first attempt ain't going to fly, then you would think, you would say, okay, not only are we not planning for contingencies, what they should say is we are contingencyizing all the way home. Like, we are going to come up with a backup plan. Okay, I don't know if anybody is planning on going on vacation anytime soon over there in Washington. But you would think if this is such a crisis, as we all assume it is, don't you think he should be coming up with some contingencies now? Is there any relief he could give people that are uninsured? Is there any relief he could give people that cannot purchase insurance because it's so costly? Don't you think, I mean, if that was the real goal behind Obamacare, was the people, then he would be working on contingencies. He would be talking to Congress going, look, because we don't have time to waste. I thought he was really in it to help his constituents. He was really genuine. But no. As a consequence, he says, we're not spending a whole bunch of time planning for contingencies. If the Supreme Court decides not, because he thinks the Supreme Court is going to pass it. He stands by this bill. It's his signature bill. He's going to go down with the bill. But I thought he genuinely wanted to help the American people. You would think if somebody was president And they were told, look, this may not work. If it doesn't work, what can you do? Well, then let's come up with some plans. Let's come up with some contingencies. I'm not admitting defeat by doing that. I mean, be a president for crying out loud. Show some cojones. People don't have insurance. The insurance premiums are going completely haywire. Cost of medicine is going haywire. We're having fake drugs come into the U.S. Who knows why? Oh, we know why. You know, 80% of the ingredients, the active ingredients, and many of the medicines that we make is coming from overseas. So, of course, there's room for counterfeit stuff to come in. We don't have any control over our healthcare system, and he's going to sit there and twiddle his thumbs hoping the Supreme Court finds it constitutional? Well, then what happens mid-June when the Supreme Court says this is a bunch of baloney? Start over. I mean, what else is he doing? Is he too busy? Why can't he say, which we have been telling him for years, start organizing some individual bills? You know, you can write a bill before it needs to be passed. I don't know what President Obama has in the White House, but I have something called a computer with WordPerfect. And I could actually write and construct something and click the save button and save it in case I need it in the future. Don't you think he, Harry Reid, everybody involved here, Congress, House, Senate, etc., right? Don't you think they should start to have some individual bills of maybe the things that were possibly positive about healthcare reform, like the pre-existing conditions, the caps, etc., that I keep talking about on the show? Don't you think they should have those bills ready such that if the U.S., if the Supreme Court says, no, this isn't going to work, then June 16, which is my birthday, by the way, or whatever day, the day after, they could put those bills in. Because remember, doesn't Congress take a vacation in August? Isn't the whole month of August off for Congress? Which means there's a chance that the Supreme Court says this is constitutional, which they probably will, because it is. It is unconstitutional. They're only going to have 6 weeks to do something. Mr. President, please work on contingencies. If you're genuine about helping the American people, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are bad to the bone. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take it across your emails at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And keep in mind, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show to come to your local news or local city, contact your news talk station and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia there. All right, so remember how we were talking about healthcare and how we can't leave it up to the politicians. Because politicians are going to want to stay in politics, okay? They're going to want their donors happy. They're going to want to still go to their banquet dinners. I mean, being a politician is nice. It's cush. I think you even get a pension. So I guess nine medical groups decided to get together and start taking it into their own hands. Although, I don't like where this is going, okay? Because I think they are a little bit slanted, all right? And I will tell you why. Right now it says, on Wednesday, nine leading medical specialty groups released lists of at least 45 different common tests and procedures, five for each specialty, that doctors should stop offering routinely to patients. Okay, now you're thinking, all right. Okay, well, that makes some sense. There may be some things, all right? But, again, that's implying that doctors are just running tests willy-nilly, okay? Keep in mind, I talk about liability a lot on the show, but doctors are a little bit smarter than what I think the government believes. So, for example, they make it sound like if somebody comes in with a broken rib, we're CAT scanning or MRI-ing the back. We're not. We're going to x-ray the rib, okay? We're not running PET scans on anybody that has an abnormal pap smear. So when I get emails say, you know, look, our doctor's running all these tests. I know doctors are running tests. I know they have to cover their butts. They're running tests that do relate to what your condition is. Okay, for example, diabetes. They're going to run a sugar test, and they're also going to run a cholesterol test on you. All right, that's not willy-nilly. Are they going to run a renal scan if you have diabetes? Well, probably not, unless they think you have a renal issue. So can I first say we aren't running tests that have nothing to do with the condition that we're evaluating? Okay, we aren't just running random willy-nilly tests. Let's just start with that. Okay, all right. Now, they say, as a commentary in the Journal of American Medical Association points out, okay, so we got the AMA involved in this here, who, remember, liked Obamacare, physicians must lead the way with eliminating unnecessary treatments because their decisions account for about 80% of healthcare expenditures. Now, why would they say that? Eliminating unnecessary treatments. I don't treat anybody unnecessarily. If somebody has a bladder infection, I'm treating their bladder infection, right? I'm not giving women prostate medication. I mean, look at how stupid they make us doctors sound. They say clinicians often report feeling compelled to accommodate patients' requests for interventions because they know that they know are unnecessary. No. When a patient tells me that they want a steroid and I don't think they should get a steroid, I say that, okay? I mean, I don't know how other doctors and nurse practitioners and MAs are practicing, but I'm under the impression that we have some cones, and we actually say, no, this is what I want you to have. Now, I've talked about doctors who are my way or the highway on this show. That I don't think is the best approach either. What I think the best approach is patients are coming to the doctor, one for diagnosis, but two for education. So we look at what issues you have, and I like to give a buffet of options. Okay, well, your blood work is a little abnormal. You know, rather than me running a bunch of fancy tests, I can have a hematologist take a peek, see what he thinks is going on. I can maybe have you drink a little bit less alcohol, see if that, you know, shrinks the size of your oversized blood cells. We could do that. I mean, you know, I think a good physician explains to the patient what they're thinking, not just I'm going to do this test and that's it. Right? Because I got to tell you, patients don't want to do unnecessary tests either. They're making it sound like doctors are running CAT scans and MRIs on every single patient that walks through the door. A patient doesn't want that all the time. So, no, it's not happening like that. Anyway, let's look. All right. So let's look at some of the recommendations, okay? One of them is do not do imaging for low back pain within the first 6 weeks. Unless red flags are present. Okay, I remember that study came out when I was in medical school. They said you don't have to x-ray a back. If somebody comes in with back pain, you don't have to x-ray them. All right, I mean, it makes sense. Many of us have back pain. We don't always need an x-ray. Okay, now, of course, somebody raised their hand and said, well, what if it's prostate cancer that, you know, went to the spine? Okay, well, you know, a red flag, there are red flags that can help kind of detect if we are looking at a possible fracture or compression fracture from osteoporosis, I guess. But, you know, for the most part, no, you probably don't need an x-ray. However, if you did avoid doing an x-ray and waited 6 weeks and the person did have prostate cancer, you're dead in the water with a lawsuit. I mean, you are. They'll say that 6 weeks could have been vital. A good lawyer will. So, again, you know, if doctors read this, they know what they could do in their, you know, in their local, you know, where they practice. Now, why would an x-ray even be beneficial? Why would a doctor even consider it? Well, I like to educate. So let's say the patient comes in, it's the second or third time, or they say, Dahlia, I've had back pain ever since my football days. I think it really helps for the patient to take a look at the x-ray. Let's take a look at your back. It's not the best image, but it's pretty darn good at seeing how your back looks. All right? You take an x-ray of the back, and you see the osteophytes, you see the scoliosis, or you see, you know, the fusing of some of these osteophytes. You see the vertebrae crooked. You see the hips not aligned. The patient's eyes really open up. And I go, okay, look, what are you doing to hurt your back? Oh, man, I'm lifting this. I lift the wife. You know, we have some rough sex. I do this. I do this. I do this. I still play football. I do this. I go, well, this is what your back looks like. So when I send you to physical therapy or the chiropractor or have you do massage, all right, they're going to be working here. They're going to be working here. They're going to be working here, here, here. And I think patients that actually get to see the body part on an x-ray get an idea. For example, I had a lady with lung cancer, and I had found it by taking an x-ray. It was a routine x-ray, by the way. It was a routine x-ray. She was on rheumatoid arthritis medications. I'm a little nervous when she's immunosuppressed, and the rheumatologist always wants an x-ray every year. So I had to do the x-ray anyway, whether I wanted it or not, because the rheumatologist wanted it. Well, lo and behold, she had a pretty nasty mass, at least 5 centimeters. So she starts going through her treatment, and again, it was devastating for her, because I looked at it with her. I go, look, this is what I see. Okay, you know, we got to bat this sucker out of the ballpark. All right? So, yes, I used the baseball analogy with another woman. We women know baseball, too. Anyway, so, you know, a few weeks later, she's undergoing, you know, therapy for it, chemotherapy. And, you know, she's in the office, and she's really, really nervous. She's really nervous, and you know, she's just, you know, and she's coming in for anxiety medication because she's a cancer patient. And she's not handling the idea that she has a big mass in her lung. I go, do you want to take another peek? Do you want me to do another x-ray? Do you want to take a peek? See where we're at. She's like, I would love to, but my doctor said no. He's just going to follow up with me in a few weeks. I go, let's take a look. Well, we took a look. That puppy had shrunk to 1 centimeter. This woman almost cried with joy. Now, of course, she still had to go through therapy, et cetera, but I don't think a lot of us doctors are taking x-rays or just, you know, running these tests and not using them as a tool. Now, ER, of course, which we'll talk about, you know, coming up after the break, ER, that's a whole different scenario. And you all know why. But I mean, you know, when we're kind of looking at, you know, everyday medicine and the cost of medicine, it's not so much the ER, it's all of us, the family docs, the internists, the cardiologists, et cetera. Okay, so here's another one. They say, do not routinely prescribe antibiotics for acute mild to moderate sinusitis unless symptoms last for 7 or more days or symptoms worsen after initial clinical improvement. How many of you guys have had a rip-roaring sinus infection? How many of you? All right. When it comes on, it comes on, and it comes on fast. Some people may be able to wait the week. Others, they can't. Their face goes numb. They can't eat. If it's a real sinus infection, so again, don't make a recommendation like this blanketly for patients to read and medical providers to read. There's no backing for this. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, they said sinus infections don't really need antibiotics. Many do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. But I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
BeFreePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeFreePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BeFreePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BeFreePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeFreePrepared.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Alan calling from Connecticut. Hey, Alan, what's going on?
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia, for taking my call.
Of course.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak with a physician, somebody who is a scientist.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've been called a lot of things, but not that. Thank you.
Well, I mean, it takes a fair amount of intelligence to have the credentials which you have.
Mm-hmm.
But may I say that in the alternative media today,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not talking about Genesis here, but I'm talking about RBN, Oracle, Voice of Reason,
mm-hmm.
it appears to me that we have a number of high school dropouts which are going on the air with extremely anti-Semitic propaganda, and it gets by.
And I don't like anti-Semitism. You know that. I do not like anti-Semitism. I mean, well, you know, keep in mind. I mean, remember, we still have freedom of speech. You know, so anybody could get on a microphone and talk, okay? There should be some boundaries, but we still have freedom of speech. And, you know, I mean, the freedom of speech allows me to be, you know, behind a mic such that I could do what I could do. So I don't want to deny somebody else. I may not stand what they're saying, but I will defend their right to say it. And you know, you as a consumer, though, has a choice, Alan. Don't listen. Remember, the only reason why I'm on air is I have listeners, thanks to you guys. So, I mean, if there's not an audience for these people, they're going to eventually go off air.
But they have huge audiences. This is what I'm saying. They have huge audiences.
Well, someone who's anti-Semitic, but listen, Alan, someone who's anti-Semitic is an idiot. And if they want to listen to idiots and all these idiots want to hang around each other, they're going to. An anti-Semite is going to find another anti-Semite and is going to, they seek them out. And, you know, we could try to, you know, somebody could say, well, you could stop them. Don't let them go on air. Don't let them, you can't stop them. Anti-Semitism will always be there. It will. And, you know, like I said, at least you as a consumer, and I thank you, you know, thank you for your call, Alan. Really, thank you. You know, the fact that, you know, you can identify what's good radio and not shows, you know, you already have, you know, a huge amount of intelligence. But listen, because people say, Dahlia, you know, now you have liberals on air. Well, it doesn't, you know, look, liberals will seek out liberals, conservatives will seek out Republicans or conservatives. That's just what's going to happen. I mean, there's going to be people that love my show, and although I can't fathom it, there's going to be people that will dislike my show. I know. Look, we're talking in theoretics here. But luckily, Genesis Communications has phenomenal hosts. You know, between Alex Jones, Free Talk Live, Jason Lewis, Doug Stephen, you know, there's so many, I can't list them all. And luckily, your networks, you know, do have a filter. You're going to have great talk on TRN and Premier, like I said, Genesis, et cetera. You know, but, you know, if most people don't want to hear idiotic radio and, you know, and then sponsors aren't going to want to sponsor them and they're not going to be on air. You know, like if a television show is absolutely stupid, you know, like I think they tried to remake the Dukes of Hazzard. Don't try to remake the Dukes of Hazzard. Let Dukes of Hazzard be the Dukes of Hazzard. All right. But, you know, somebody's going to try to remake Dallas. And if it stinks, it's going to fail. All right. That's the whole circle of life when it comes to the media. You know, but honestly, I appreciate you guys choosing my show to listen to. And, you know, I try to do the best I can. And I know it's hard. You know, so we try to do, but thank you. Thank you. Okay. So quickly here, we need to go back to what may be in store for us as a change in what now medical groups are saying that we should probably hold off ordering in terms for patients. Now, remember, these were recommendations that groups are giving us doctors and us medical providers. This is what they're telling us to do. One is don't image a low back within the first 6 weeks. Somebody has back pain, don't do it. Now, I don't know if I talked to this particular audience about the rib issue where somebody broke a rib and I decided to do an x-ray because he wanted more pain medicine. And, yeah, I told you guys a story a while back. I was new kid on the block at an urgent care, and somebody had gotten to a motorcycle accident 3 weeks prior. And I guess he was coming in for a refill of his pain medicine because he's in pain. And the other doctor's like, oh, the drug seeker's here. Make Dahlia go and do it. Dahlia will take that one because I guess they didn't want to see a quote-unquote drug seeker. Well, I walk into the patient, and I don't like being biased. So I go, hi, I heard you hurt yourself. What happened? Tell me about the bike accident. Fell, broke a rib or two off a motorcycle. He's like, but gosh, Doc, I'm in a lot of pain. You know, I hate to ask for more medicine, but I'm in a lot of pain. I go, well, let me take a picture. Again, yes, Dr. Dahlia is going to take an x-ray. I took an x-ray because I'm thinking, what if he's developing a pneumonia? Remember, with a rib fracture, you can't do too much, especially take deep breaths. And your breathing ability allows you to get rid of little particulates and foreign particles that come in and pathogens. So if you can't take a deep breath, that stuff settles and you could get a pneumonia. It's one of the biggest risks of a rib fracture. It's not that the rib fracture won't heal right. It's not the pain that you could get pneumonia. That's how you die, mostly from a rib fracture that has a pierced the thoracic wall. So I do an x-ray, and he's got a good amount of fluid in there. And I go, well, dang, you got a lot of fluid. I don't like this. I'm going to send you to the hospital. Now, the patient's going to the hospital, and the other doctors are laughing at me, going, we were only supposed to give him pain medicine. Gosh, these new doctors are green. And I go, something's wrong with his x-ray. Well, we get a letter the next day from head of the trauma unit at UMC, University Medical Center, saying, you guys caught a hemothorax. This gentleman was bleeding into the lungs for 3 weeks. Good job. And doctors usually don't do that. And that was like my first week there. Right? And I'm like, yay, I got a good happy letter, yay. But you see, you use the imaging because you can, and you don't follow a cookbook. Now, you do checklist medicine, where you follow a checklist. All right, well, we got a rib fracture. He's in a lot of pain. He's not looking well. Let's take a picture, make sure he doesn't get a pneumonia. That's on your checklist. But you don't do cookbook medicine. So when they give us these recommendations, say don't routinely prescribe antibiotics, don't do imaging for low back pain. You can't teach your doctor, your medical student, your MA, your PA, your nurse practitioner, don't do, don't do, don't do. All right? Because if they don't do, they're going to miss. It also says do not give cardiac imaging tests like stress tests if there are no symptoms of heart disease. Well, has anybody heard of a silent MI, arteriosclerotic disease, really? If there's no symptoms of heart disease or if high-risk factors such as diabetes or peripheral artery disease are not present. Well, what about the symptoms of heart disease like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, family history, say no stress tests? Yes, I know that'll save a lot of money. Here, they also say, do not do CT scans or MRIs on patients who have fainted when there is no evidence of seizure or other neurological symptoms. Okay, tell that to my friend who had a brain tumor and died. You're right. Anytime you faint, you don't need to CAT scan. Otherwise, it'd be CAT scanning women, you know, throughout all the centuries. Women always used to faint. We don't see it a lot now anymore, but women were fainting. Oh, we're going to talk about the world. And then they'd faint. True, you don't have to CAT scan or MRI everybody. But again, don't be careful when you say the don't. Be careful with these exclusive, these all or nothing comment recommendations. Do not do routine x-rays on patients entering the hospital for surgery unless there is an indication of heart or lung disease. Tell that to the 43-year-old patient of mine that died who went in for a gallbladder surgery, but didn't make it out of post-op. And I had no idea he was going into surgery. Nobody asked for pre-op tests. His mother called me up telling me he died. I don't know why. Maybe he had a condition. Nobody checked him for it. If you're about to go under, if you're going to be put into like an induced coma, I would check the heart and lungs. I'm sorry. All right, don't go away. I got more to talk about. But I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Prozac is in our food. Really? Really? Is that why maybe we're all tolerating President Obama and Obamacare better than we would? Maybe it's a conspiracy. Well, this is very interesting. Okay, apparently two studies came out of Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, and Arizona State University found that chicken and turkeys from factory farms may be dosed up with caffeine, Benadryl, arsenic, and several antibiotics that have been banned in poultry since 2005, including Prozac, an antidepressant. Now, what these studies looked at was feather meal. Feather meal is a byproduct of poultry processing. I guess feathers are converted into feather meal, and that's used as animal feed, I guess. But these feathers are a potential pathway for these drugs to re-enter the food supply in humans. Now, the first study found that the feather meal samples they tested routinely contained banned antibiotics, like fluoroquinolones, like Cipro. According to, I believe this is from the New York Times, fluoroquinolones were banned from use in poultry because they could breed antibiotic-resistant superbugs. So they go, discovery of these antibiotics means they're still using these medications. They also found caffeine in one-third of the samples and antihistamine Benadryl. They also found Tylenol, acetaminophen. And then, I guess, samples tested that originated in China had contained the same active ingredient found in Prozac, which is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor we use for anxiety and depression. And then a second study found that in almost every sample contained Roxarsone, which is an organoarsenic compound. Now, why would farmers use these drugs? Well, the report says caffeine will keep the chickens awake. The Benadryl, acetaminophen, and Prozac reduce their anxiety in order to speed up their growth and improve the taste of their meat. The arsenic is used to give poultry meat a pleasant pink color. And the arsenic, I guess, reduces infections. Is this crazy? Now, I would like to see, you know, more research on this. But again, this comes out of Johns Hopkins and ASU. But really, I had no idea they were giving poultry or our chickens and turkey Prozac. So I guess farmers are medicating their, we thought it was just antibiotics. And then even if the antibiotics are banned, farmers are still slipping it in. Now, they aren't saying where the farmers, I'm reading here from the New York Times. They aren't saying where the farmers are. Boy, that's crazy. You don't want to get that stuff, arsenic. I don't want arsenic. I don't want caffeine. I don't want Benadryl. Maybe that's why we get tired when we eat a turkey sandwich. It has not, we've been talking about tryptophan for years. Maybe it has nothing to do with the tryptophan. Maybe it has to do with all the Benadryl in it. So we fall, you know, I don't sneeze after turkey sandwich, come to think of it. I also don't get hives. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is kind of interesting here. All right, a Texas hospital says, look, if you're overweight, don't apply here. Now, they're claiming they're going anti-fat, that they're doing this for the good of the country and this whole anti-fat fever we now have. I say discrimination, but, all right, they say here, an employee's physique, this is per Citizens Medical Center, which is the Texas hospital we're talking about, should, quote-unquote, fit with the representational image or specific mental projection of the job of a healthcare professional, including an appearance free from distraction for hospital patients. Well, whether you have a small butt or a big butt, they're going to look at your butt. The majority of our patients are over 65, and they have expectations that cannot be ignored in terms of personal appearance. Really? We have the ability as an employer to characterize our process and to have a policy that says what's best for our business and for our patients. So basically, they won't take you if your body mass index is over 35. So that would be, I guess, a 5'10" man who weighs about 245 pounds or a 5'2" woman who weighs over 195 pounds. Now, I don't know if this means they're going to fire people that are overweight. I don't know. But they're claiming, oh, well, this is, you know, again, this is all a part of Michelle Obama's anti-fat, anti-obesity. Well, then we will incentivize people to lose weight to keep their jobs. Now, can they legally do this? Actually, they can. From what I understand, the only state that has any laws protecting fat discrimination is Michigan. That's the only one I know about. Other than that, no. But I was talking about this a while back this year. There will always be discrimination. You know, I mean, you could put every rule in the book. You know, it happens. I worked at a job, and I don't want to go into too much detail where it is because I don't want to get them into trouble. But they only hired people that look good. Now, yeah, I worked there 20 years ago. Now I'd be fired. But they only hired good-looking people. And they were very open about it. Extremely open about it. And again, I can't go into too much detail because I don't want people to figure out what company it was. But, honestly, everybody that worked there was a bombshell. I mean, just gorgeous. And they did it to help sales. You know, I mean, how does Hooters do it? You know, how does Hooters hire good-looking food servers? I mean, it happens all the time. I don't know even how they can make it illegal. But honestly, if you're older, if you don't look good, if you gain weight, you could be discriminated against, and it's sad. And, you know, we even see it in the, you know, I'm here in Southern Nevada. We even see it in casinos. I get patients all the time saying, I got too old for this job. I got too old. You're 32. You're 32. So I guess now, what else could be going on? Well, it could have to do with healthcare costs. Absolutely. If employers are still in the position where they have to pay for your healthcare, yes, they may cherry pick who they're hiring. If they don't want their premiums going up because they have a diabetic or they have a woman who's overweight that could be at risk for endometrial cancer, I'm just saying, they may cherry pick their staff such that they have a healthier working pool. Yeah, they may do that. I don't know if they're allowed to. From what I understand, only Michigan has laws against that. So here's the hospital saying, that's it. You know, I mean, you wonder, I mean, what about gyms? Gyms are surrounded by people that work out. I mean, I wonder if there ever has been a weight discrimination suit of somebody who was obese that wanted to get a job at a gym. You know, I mean, gym, they have good looking, buff people, you know, sculpted when you walk in that gym. And then on the flip side, is a company allowed to do that? If they want to project an image, if let's say a gym, fitness center, wants you to walk in there feeling like you're going to look like all their staff, are they allowed to do that? Is that a part of their marketing? Well, I mean, it appears for now they can. So it's really interesting to see where this goes. If hospitals or, you know, if this will fly, because they're actually being very blatant about it. They're just saying, no, BMI over 35, no, no. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. It's frustrating because many of my patients that are obese, it's not because they eat bacon cheeseburgers five times a day. For a lot of people, it is genetics. Why do you think people are doing so well with bariatric surgery and these lap bands and these sleeves? Right? Because if they really couldn't lose weight and they were overeating, they wouldn't succeed in these. A lot of times it's anatomy. A lot of times it's just, you know, being dealt a bad set of cards. And not only are we now having this anti-fat fervor going around, people are probably, because of healthcare costs, not going to get picked for the job. That's where we're moving towards, people. It's unfortunate. All right. Don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. Please call in 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.